So good evening and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I want to welcome my buddy Gwen on the line tonight, one of the great kids I went to high school with. This is so much fun. So tonight, I want to thank you again so very much for joining me this evening. And please grab that piece of paper and a pen that writes. Write down today's date, St. Patrick's Day, Tuesday, March the 17th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific. My name is Carla McNeil, and you have joined the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And if you wish to send me an email, my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. And my direct line is 778-835-4032. And if you would like to send in a comment or a question and you're too shy to do that on the phone, please just send me an email or leave me a voicemail, and I would be happy to return your call or your email. So tonight, what are we talking about tonight? I seem to be getting this lesson lately on focus. So what I'm asking you tonight is, where is your focus? Is your focus in the future on your dream, or is your focus on your past? People who talk a lot, which used to be me, just ask my buddy Gwen, lots of times they're talking because of lack of self-belief. And people who talk a lot often talk negative. Do you find yourself surrounded by people like that? That people that can take you out, that you get a great idea or have a lovely dream or just even, you know, something great that you knew that you want to test out, and they talk you out of it because they can talk so much and they can talk so negative. And they'll turn around and they'll assist you in abandoning your own dream, abandoning your own future. And that's definitely not what you want, right? I'm sure everyone would agree with me on that one. So right now, the only place where anything is going to change is when you get out of your comfort zone. I have been getting out of my comfort zone so much lately that I don't know what it feels like anymore to be inside my comfort zone. A great quote I read this week: don't waste time calculating your chances of success and failure. Just fix your aim and begin. It's a quote by Guan Yin Si. The time right now is right now for you to start making those changes if you haven't already. Because one of the things that my coach asked me that hit me like a ton of bricks, it's like, how long are you going to waste your time being broke? Let me repeat that. How much longer are you going to waste your time being broke? Because if you stick with your old money-making rules, you will stay broke. So I want to tell you the story about my progression of focus. When I first started on this journey of personal development, my focus was maybe top 10, 15 minutes a week. It was pretty scarce. And as I commuted on the journey, it became more and more. And each time as my own focus increased on my dream instead of my past, I thought, wow, you know, I'm really taking a step forward. And I remember when my husband Don and I went to an event. We went to one of Harv Eker's Peak Potential events, and we came to the realization that, oh my God, if we continue what we're doing, we're going to be one of those 97% of people who retire at the age of 65 broke, because we were living paycheck to paycheck, We weren't putting enough aside for our future. We realized that we would be broke at the age of 65. And that was definitely not where we wanted to be. So that started us on our journey of financial freedom. And then, shortly after that, you know, the neighbor knocked on the door and we became involved in multi-level marketing. I'm so grateful to that neighbor for coming to me and Dawn and suggesting that we get involved with a multi-level marketing company, because it has changed our life forever. The biggest thing that we are getting out of the MLM is the personal development, becoming a better human being, focusing on our future rather than on our past. And one of the real big traits for me is becoming that listener. And I know even at the last event I was at with my coach, he talked to me specifically about how much more of a listener that I am and how much more effective it is. And the goal, I'm pretty sure I'm not quite there yet, is 80% listening and 20% talking. That's pretty big because, you know, we have two ears and only one mouth. 80% listening and 20% talking. This is something that can change your life. That personal development that allows you to focus, hopefully on your dream and not on your past. Changing that focus and then becoming more and more and more and more focused is what will make the biggest changes. We have been kind of going along thinking that we were very focused on our vision and on our dream and sponsoring the 1,000 children with foster parents plan. And then this year, I guess it was just before Christmas, we decided we were going to take this course called Arbitrage Conspiracy. This course was very intense. We sat down, we talked about, you know, this is how much time we're going to dedicate to it. We are not going to do this. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. We're going to do our homework. We are going to be focused. And the lessons that I keep learning about focus, it just blows my mind. When I think back just even a year ago, how less focused I was and how much more focused I can be. And I still do the things that I love. And I still do, you know, I still have to cook. I still have to clean. We're not that quite to that point yet. But that focus has made such a huge difference in the quality of our life. And I think one of the big reasons that it has come to and really hit me, especially yesterday. Yesterday, we received our first check for our third stream of income. So we have been students of Robert Allen for multiple streams of income. We've been students of Donald Trump, again, multiple streams of income. So we're working on it. We're building. And yesterday we got our first check for that third stream of income. It was so exciting. On any given day, a champion who has trained long enough will win. And that's what we're doing. We are training and training and training and focusing on what our dream is. Another quote, excellence is in the details. Give attention to the details and excellence will come. That's from Perry Paxton. So how long do you need to focus? I guess it really depends on what it is you're focusing on, right? You can, you can set yourself a goal that doesn't need to be focused on for an extraordinary amount of time. Building a business and changing your money habits to success habits rather than broke habits is a 2 to 5 year process. And one of the things that I personally have found in my experience and my belief and talking to lots of other people who I'm on this journey with, that the older you are, the more those habits are ingrained, the longer it's going to take. Unless you hit a real emotional trigger and it turns you around. Because we have to create new habits. So focusing on creating those new habits for people like me who aren't, you know, a spring chicken anymore, and I'm sorry to say neither are you, Gwen, if I'm not, that it takes a little longer because we have all of those. Our brain for so many, many, many things runs on automatic. So many of our habits are subconscious. And we have to learn to let those subconscious habits come up, let those beliefs come up, so that we can create new ones that are going to allow us to get that dream rather than still living in our past. Because I personally am responsible for my own results, just like you are responsible for your own results. You can't blame anyone else. It's just a choice. You are where you are because of choices you have made. Now, sometimes the choices were not easy. Sometimes you didn't like any of the choices that you had. But we are where we are because of choices that we have made. So I now am choosing, just like you can choose, to do things differently. You can choose to focus on the dream, the future, rather than the past. So there are 3 things that you can do to assist yourself in changing, in focusing on the future rather than the past. Get that dream. The first one is what my coach, John Delemy, calls your why. Now, my why is to do what I want, when I want, with whom I want. Because I am a recruiting magnet. People are attracted to me like bees to honeysuckle. I am making a difference today in the lives of my entire team. I am making a difference today in the lives of 100 children with foster parents' plans. I am making a difference today as a profit-producing, fear-demolishing, record-breaking, action-taking, eye-opening, mind-blowing, fired up, and laser-focused champion. Now, I get up and I repeat that why to myself every single morning for 7 minutes. You want to get bet that that gets me focused? That gets me going? That gets me fired up for the whole day? Now, you too can do exactly the same thing. Now, your why will definitely be different than what my why is. Your why may have to do with your family. It may have to do with a school in your neighborhood. It may have to do with children in Kenya. My mastermind buddy George is from Kenya, and he wants to build schools in Kenya. Everybody's why, everybody's dream is just a little bit different. Another quote. Determine what specific goal you want to achieve, then dedicate yourself to its attainment with unswerving singleness of purpose, the trenchant zeal of a crusader. It's a quote by Paul Meyer. When I read that quote, I thought of my sister. She goes many times in my, oh yeah, that's Carla. She's just off on another tangent. And I thought about that when I read this quote, and I'm thinking, you know, she meant that negatively. And many times in the past, I have taken that negatively until today. When I read that quote, I thought, no, my sister was actually paying me a very nice compliment, because what I have done in the past for just about everything that I have focused on is unswerving singleness of purpose. I can even remember when my husband Don and I were dating. Now, when he listens to this, he's going to laugh because I don't think I've ever told him this. But I used to walk home. I used to get off the bus and I had to walk for 3 blocks to go home. And I used to sing myself this little song. We are married right now, happy and healthy, living and giving in the lap of luxury. And I used to sing that little song to myself as I walked home from the bus. And it wasn't very long after that we did get married. So that was my why, and I focused on that one until I got it. Then I quit focusing on it because I got the real thing right here. So your why, when you decide to focus on it, you will attain it. Because on any given day, any champion who has trained long enough will win. So I repeated that little ditty to myself over and over and over again as I walked those 3 blocks home to the bus. And it was the only time of day I ever did it was when I was walking home from the bus. So my sister, who I'm going to have to go and give her a hug and thank her next time I see her, which will probably be next weekend, and thank her for those comments, because that is a good thing. That is what we need to do in order to get that dream, in order to get that why, is to focus on it. Now, I know there have been times in my life where I haven't focused on my goal long enough, and I haven't achieved it. But I now know differently. I now know that habit of not focusing on my goal long enough was why I didn't attain it. What's the other quote? Quitters never win and winners never quit. I'm just saying that one off the top of my head, and I have no idea who said that one. So number one, you have to have a goal, a dream, a why. Number two, you got to have a mastermind team. I thank God for my mastermind team. Now, I have had a couple of them over the last 4 years, actually 5 or 6 of them, and some of them have been more beneficial than others. But surrounding yourself with people who want the same kind of thing that you want, who are working towards their dream, even if your dreams are very, very different, the skills that you need and the support that you need is the same. No matter whether your goal is to be able to build a house for your parents or send them to Hawaii on their 50th wedding anniversary, that, or mine, for fostering 1,000 children. So surrounding yourself with people like that who are positive, who are uplifting, who are encouraging is critical. Or you're going to go back to those people who I talked about at the very beginning of the call, people who talk a lot, who lack self-belief, because they'll talk negative and they'll take you out. So a mastermind is very, very, very important. Surrounding yourself with people who are of like mind, who are wanting to make a difference, who have a goal, who have a purpose. Number three, you must be scheduled. Now, my coach has bugged me about being scheduled right from day one since I started coaching with him 2.5 years ago. And I keep telling him, I'm very scheduled. I'm the most scheduled of anyone I know. Well, except for him now. But as I have learned to focus on my dream, and as I have changed some of my habits and am building the businesses, I get even more scheduled and more scheduled and more scheduled. I wouldn't be able to do this terrific Tuesday teleclass at 5:30 every Tuesday if I wasn't scheduled. I've missed one because I had laryngitis. That's it. That's all I've missed is one. And I started in June of 08. Being scheduled allows you to accomplish the things you want to do. I sit down in the morning and decide what are the three critical things that I need to get accomplished today. And I put them in my planner. And those are the three things that I focus on during the day that need to get done to take my business forward. And one of the really neat skills that I learned lately about being scheduled and being focused is, as you know, I also write articles. And I probably have, 21, 25, something like that, articles out there right now. And actually, the exciting news is I'm coming out with my first ebook next month, too. I'm going to be coming at you, looking for some your opinion and some advice on the title for that ebook. But I read something where you can train yourself to be able to write at any time. You can just sit down and write. And what that is scheduling. And I've used this technique, and it works quite well, is I schedule 15 minutes that I have to write. And I'm not allowed to do anything else. I can be sitting here in my construction zone, and if I'm not writing, I'm not allowed to pick up the phone, I'm not allowed to do anything else, I'm not allowed to do email. And whoa, does that 15 minutes ever start dragging? So I thought, okay, well, let me just see what I can do here. I'll just, write a couple of sentences. Maybe I'll do an outline. I'll get started. And bam, the 15 minutes is up, and I got half an article done. Now, the other trick is you have to stop at that 15 minutes, take a break, go do something else, and then come back again, and for another 15 minutes, write. Now, you can do that with anything. Anything that you don't like to do or something that you love to do, any skill that you are developing, you can use that technique. I'm going to do that for this 15 minutes. I'm not going to do anything else, but if I don't do my writing in that 15 minutes, then I'm not allowed to do anything else. Period. Take a break, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then go back again for another 15. Now, you can repeat that for as long as you want, or you can just do it for the one or two times. Now, when I first started using that technique, I only did it once. But it sure does work. So you must be scheduled. Number four that can assist you in finding your own focus and focusing on your dream rather than your past is consistency. And I know my biggest teacher for consistency has been our dog, Snorkel. And she goes out for a walk first thing every morning. So I know how consistent I can be. And those of you who are parents who have had children at a very young age, you had to be consistent. You had to change that diaper when it needed to be changed. You had to feed them when they needed to be fed. You know that you can be consistent. You can be consistent in anything you choose to be. Like I've chose to be consistent in the terrific Tuesday teleclass. And when I first started doing them, it was hard. Oh, I was so scared. I was so nervous. Now they're fun. They're a lot more fun. So consistency, number four. So let me recap, summarize, where is your focus? Is your focus on your dream or is it on your past? Four things that you can do right now to assist yourself in focusing on your future. And that is, one, sitting down and figuring out what it looks like. Your why, your goal, your dream. What would you like your life to look like in 5 years from now? What would you like your life to look like if you were financially free? What would you do? Where would you go? Who would you be with? Who would you spend your time with? Sit down. Now you can take that technique. Sit down just for 15 minutes and concentrate totally on what's your why, what's your dream, what's your goal. Number two, your mastermind team. Figure out who you want on your mastermind team. One of the hardest things for me was to realize it wasn't my sister. I still love my sister dearly, but she's not on my mastermind team. And that may be your case too. You may have family, negative family. Oh, there she goes again, chasing that dream. Who does she think she is? Now, I'm not saying, you know, get rid of them right out of your life, but recognize that they can have that impact on you that can take you out, that can get you to abandon your dream. Mastermind. Who do you know? Who do you know that empowers you? Who do you know that makes you feel good? Number three, being scheduled. Being very, very scheduled. Focus on that schedule. What does it look like? What are you going to do? Now, for many of us, just going to our slave camp job, we know there we can be scheduled. You know, you got to be there on time. You got to do certain things. Being scheduled for things that allow you to focus on your future, on your dream. Not just getting stuff done day to day to day to day, like feeding the dog, making dinner, cleaning the sink. Focus on three things that you can schedule every day that is going to allow you to fulfill that dream. They don't have to be huge. They can be things that only take 2 minutes. You can start there. But starting is critical. Remember that quote, don't waste time calculating your chances of success or failure. Just fix your aim and begin. And number four, being consistent. Being consistent with that dream, being consistent with your scheduling, being consistent with associating with like-minded people. I'm going to open up the line and one moment. So I would like to thank you for listening. And does anyone out there have a question or a comment this evening?
Carla, I'm going to jump in. It's Gwen.
Yep. Feel free.
Wow. Very nice to listen to you. That's excellent. I've written down everything you've said.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that's so good. One thing I'm a little confused about is when you say number one, your why. Do you mean why as in W-H-Y? Why
yes.
you're trying to focus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can also call it your dream.
Right, or
your goal.
Yeah. So your why, your dream, or your goal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, most interesting.
Quite the journey I'm on, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And it's exciting, too.
Oh, God, yes.
You can tell your voice.
Oh, God, yes. Life is just a hoot.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm thinking I should see if my son will... sign in on a Tuesday and listen because he's very business oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's young. You know,
he hasn't got all the bad habits that you and I have.
That's true, but he's my son, so he has a lot of the same habits that I have. I raised him.
But you know what, Gwen? A big piece of that is the fact that you actually recognize that.
Oh,
so many people think that their children don't have their bad habits. Because they told them not to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very proud of him.
I know you are.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I'm going to think about everything that you said.
Great.
I wrote it all down. So.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled.
That's so neat.
Yes.
Okay.
And so you'll be receiving, are you still receiving my emails?
Yes.
Or did that, you got the whole thing worked out with the, perfect, because. Yes. The email's coming out soon, looking for some assistance for the title of my first ebook.
Okay, that
yeah.
sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, I get your emails at work, so
okay.
All righty, I'll sign in next Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you for joining.
Okay, right on.
As always, thank you very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Our number is 218-486-7200, bridge 549-706. And you can join me every Tuesday night at 5:30 p.m. Pacific for the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I look forward to hearing you on the next call. And have a great evening.